Mr. Kerr, members of the committee, Ray votes.
That's it. No, that's not her. Sure, around here.
Great to see neutral on everything.
I heard with some limits that your dad was going to have more power.
Getting you used to it, that's all we're doing. Ray, go ahead. Let me go to the majority side.
Mr. members of the committee, what Senate Bill 540 or 524 does is change the definition of land use decision to exclude vacating city or county interest in a public road provided residential lots within city limits with flat lower public roads. What we're dealing with here, away from the fancy language, is the 804 issue in Yaha. The issue that the committee needs to deal with, the House passed amendments, which are the Ingram version of Senate Bill 524, that restricted the applicability of this measure to residential lots within the city limits that have been flat over in dealing with the 804 issue. The Senate Bill 524, which was passed by the Senate prior to the House amendments, spoke to both the city lot and the county lot, the entire 804, Project 804 vacation in the Yaha area. So that's the issue that the committee needs to deal with. Brought forward to this committee is the proposal to receive the House amendments dated June 4th and recommend that the bill as introduced be repassed.
Everybody wants to know what Mr. McFarland wants to do. Chair, I'm going to make a motion to receive the amendments to Senate Bill 524, which resulted in the English version of the bill.
And that's the House receives, right?
I'm looking at the House. I don't know. I'm hoping to say
there with Senate.
Yes,
sir. I'd like to ask the chair of the Water and Environment Committee why they amended it.
We had plenty of testimony, Mr. Chair, before us. We worked on this several different meeting sessions. And it was established with some good testimony from many of our senators. Representative Thompson here with us gave testimony. This part of his district, and we felt that if we narrowed this down, we had a greater chance of probably getting a signature from the governor, and just recognizing the city's authority here to make that decision. We're willing then to sacrifice the county's concern on this, and I think it was Senator Dukes that said, as a former county commissioner, I certainly would support including the county's opportunity and authority to address this also. So that language, certainly she was supportive of leaving in. I know Senator George was too, but we felt it was important for us to give our best effort here for a solution that the governor could sign on to, and so we narrowed it down to just the city. We knew the city was supportive, but the county was too. So all we did was just narrow it, and I believe that going back to the original intent is I certainly can sign on to that too.
Let me ask Senator Beyer informs me, I think he's absolutely correct, is that if the House portion of this Conference Committee moves to rescind their amendments to 524, then there's no need for us to agree. It's the bill is just goes back to the House floor as initially submitted.
As initially submitted.
Right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my understanding, Conference Committee, you need a majority of either House to agree to a change in order to affect that change. So you need the two members from the Senate, Mr. Chair,
to agree to a change.
To agree to the change.
Okay. Mr. Mitchell, you have a question, Mr. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Will the chair entertain a motion to agree to rescind, proceed the House amendments to 524?
So move, Mr. Chair.
Representative Welch moves to rescind the House amendments to Senate Bill 524. There? I have a clerk call roll, please.
Okay. Senator Beyer.
Aye.
Senator George.
Representative
Nesterly?
Aye.
Representative
Thompson?
Okay.
Representative
Wells? Aye. Senator Eterno? Sure, Senate Bill 524 has been receded, and the A engrossed version is no longer exists. We are back to the original version of the bill. At this point, it goes to back to the House. Okay.
Okay. No, I don't care. No, I got enough problems.
Oh, okay. Well, well.
Stand by for 2 minutes.
No,
okay.
And
then what the chair will do is ask for a carrier on both sides in the event that the Senate does have to have a carrier, then the chair will carry and ask the listening walls to carry the bill on the House side. Any further business before the committee? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I need is your signature on the conference.
Okay.
Okay.
We are adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank you.
Where's the sponsor of this bill? I'm going to kill it. Well, we're leaving. I mean, we take care of business first, then we go back.
It's currently committed on Senate Bill 86, July 7th, 1999, 3 p.m. here in Room E. Chair is Senator Earl Tarnow.